Make way. The new music food truck is backing in.
Listen to the big new beat and popular music.
It's the new music food truck with Aaron Zeidel.
Hey, it's Aaron Zeidel, and welcome into the new music food truck. Your home for new music discovery. We've got another hour of alt and indie music from around the world lined up for you. We'll talk with Ryan from the band The Great Leslie here in a little bit. Get to know him a little bit and find out a little bit more about his band. Plus, we'll serve it up hot and fresh. Brand new music, Phoenix, Foles, Modern Mimes, Trapdoor Social, and a whole lot more. You can grab the complete menu online at newmusicfoodtruck.com. My brother Jim's in the back working on a brand new recipe for calorie-free cupcakes. That ought to keep him busy for a while. So while he's busy with that, I'll get you rolling with some great new music from Little Brazil. They just released a brand new record, and we've got the single for you called Just Leave. Hey, order up. This is the New Music Food Truck.
Make some steppers, stones, jump around. have a credenza?
Yeah, you do. Brian's standing on it.
Oh, no, that's a hutch.
Like for rabbits?
No, a hutch, like a side table.
Oh, well, it was pretty nice.
Kevin's got some lacerations. Becky showed some dedication. Tommy's sitting quiet, losing all sensation. Ambulance was sent away. The game was over anyway, but we're all coming back.
There's Bad Mary. It's The Floor is Lava. We caught up with them on last week's show. You can catch a replay of that interview online at newmusicfoodtruck.com.
Not too sugary, not too sweet. It's the New Music Food Truck's Pop Stand.
Like a sugary bottle of bubbly resentment, City Mouth. They've gotten together with Justin Courtney Pierre from Modern City Soundtracks and Sydney Sprague for a great new track called Sanity for Summer. Let's roll on up to the Pop Stand. This is the New Music Food Truck.
My sanity for the summer.
Like heavy metal hung from clotheslines, but I'm glad we talked last night. It's nice to understand it all from both sides. I'll be honest, I wish you were still here. I'll admit it's nice to have someone to share in your daily fears, but I don't. To anyone, but I don't like, no, I don't like staring at my phone, wondering what I did wrong. Would I give up my sanity for the summer? This isn't me, I was always a runner. Ankles are sprained, I won't get far. Crying at Julian Baker songs in my car.
Felt like a cold heart, idiosyncratic Sunday. Dusty floor of concrete, all those cobwebs in your hair. I couldn't breathe, hell, no one stutters like the speechless. Just an East End boy and West End girl, uninjured and unwound. And that I don't like, no, I don't like feeling this close to anyone. This isn't me, I was always a runner. Ankles are sprained, I won't get far. Crying at Julian Baker songs in my car. Things just got done.
Feel like I used all the strength of my heart up when I try to act like everything's okay. And now I just wonder if that drove you away. When you can't find your footing and think that I can't relate, but there's just so much that we didn't say. But either way, we both got lost in the long days, like heavy metal hung from.
Gave up my sanity for a summer. This isn't me, I was always a runner. Ankles are sprained, I won't get far. Crying at Julian Baker songs in my car. I won't get far.
The New Music Food Trucks.
Order up.
Takeout.
Hey everyone, this is Michael Parrish of Invisible Airwaves Magazine. I'm your New Music Food Truck Takeout server, ready to give you a taste of tunes from the pages of the music industry's hottest insider publication. Check it out at InvisibleAirwaves.com. This week I'm serving up a new track from the band 408 out of Orlando, Florida. I played them for you before, and this one goes in a little bit of a different direction from the band. They teamed up with Aaron Gillespie of Under Oath for this track. It's a crunchy, harder edge to the band. Hope you enjoy it. Here's your takeout. This is 408 with a track called You Too.
The New Music Food Trucks Takeout.
The new year, she woke up, said, what do we do here? I backed off, I'm losing my cool here. Am I cool, dear? I don't know. I'm lost and I don't have the words right now. Found out that you f***ed him at his house. Cold hearts in a cup to wash it down.
Another great pick from our friends over at Alternative Airwaves Magazine. That's our takeout feature, 408, along with Aaron Gillespie. Single's called You Too. You can find out a little bit more about all of that. Find Alternative Airwaves Magazine online. Get subscribed. It's absolutely free.
It's the New Music Food Truck.
Some freshly ground peppermint.
Weekly special.
Our old friends Trapdoor Social hit the road with the B-52s not long ago. Now they've got brand new music featuring Fred Schneider. It's called Profit. We love it. Check it out here. Our weekly special, Trapdoor Social, on the New Music Food Truck.
You were left for dead 25 years ago, before your feet could touch the ground. You've been burning bread, waiting on a miracle, and the tentacle come from above to pick you up and turns you around and says, sing to
called by. Having said so, you called by. Everyone listen up. Yeah, I'm selling miracles.
And the crowd goes wild with a big so laugh.
Jim. Two crazy brothers only a mother could love.
Such good boys. You show your face.
Rolling out the freshest new music from their food truck just for you. It's the New Music Food Truck.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen. Being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey guys, this is Jocelyn and Chris Arndt.
It's on the New Music Food Truck.
Let's just run away. Run away. You gave an inch, they took a mile. You You gave them hell. They took away your reason to smile. It didn't feel. They got away. You lost the words. You couldn't say what you were trying to say. You took a shot, you didn't get far. And for a moment you forgot who you were. But you've got a choice, yeah, you can choose. So come with me, cause we got nothing to lose. When your bones are aching and you feel like you're lost. When your hands are shaking, you can't see what you got. When your heart is breaking, just run away. Run away. We make the rules, we draw the lines. If your hope is running low, then borrow mine. Cause they can keep their point of view. Truth be told, we're staying gone. There's only one thing to do. When your bones are aching and you feel like you're lost. When your hands are shaking, you can't see what you got.
The song's called Runaway. That's great new music from our friends Jocelyn and Chris. Brother and sister duo, they've been friends of the show for a long time. It's good to hear some great new music.
Would you like to know more?
It's the Blue Plate Special on the New Music Food Truck.
Ryan, who pounds the skins for the band The Great Leslie, joins me in studio. What's up, man? Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us. Great to be here.
So tell me a couple of interesting or maybe even unusual things we need to know about The Great Leslie.
Interesting question. I think probably the first one is that no one on the band is actually called Leslie. It confuses people sometimes, but the name is actually taken from a really famous film that was made many years ago. It's called The Great Race with Tony Curtis. His character in it is called The Great Leslie, and he wins lots of races. It's kind of along the lines of Wacky Races. A second fact would be, as a band, we seem to have collected a random array of pets that we have, and so we've got three cats between us, a parrot and a snake, so we're quite animal lovers, if you could put it that way.
So you guys self-describe yourself as a metaphysical, Bond-like, Spartacus-esque being. To somebody who's never heard your music, how would you guys describe your sound?
Someone who's never heard us, I think that we sound like, almost like the Killers have had a baby with a disco band and the Arctic Monkeys. It's probably the best way of describing it. It's, yeah, we always try and get some kind of disco-y, dancey feel to all of our songs. So you might notice some, like, disco beats in a lot of the songs. That's kind of our direction most of the time. But yeah, I think if you really like sort of dancing and you like feel-good music, that's where we're at.
Well, you guys started out playing live in 2019 in London. You had an ad for a guitar player posted after a change. How did that turn out, and how did the great Leslie come together and get to where we are today?
So the great Leslie actually started as sort of Ollie's band, so it was like a solo project, and when I joined, that's what it was, and we did like an EP at that point. After we started writing more as a band, we sort of realised that the band had evolved into more of a four-piece than the Ollie Trevor's project, so at that point we decided to make it into a band, and that's when we changed the name to the great Leslie. And where we're at right now with Freddie, Alf, me and Ollie, we're in the best place I've ever been.
Well, here at the New Music Food Truck, we like talking about music and food, Ryan. Is there a food that is unusual or odd that you or anyone in the band really loves and likes to get others to try?
Yes. In our band, tacos have somehow become the staple band diet. And Sam, our like band manager, he is obsessed with making the hottest sauce you can to go with these tacos. I'm actually pretty good at eating hot food, but I have to say that Sam does make it extremely hot, and you get the sweat under your eyes. But yeah, Sam is the chef of the band. He makes a cracking spaghetti bolognese as well. So if you ever come to see us play, we'll make sure he brings you a few cartons full.
So after being away for a little while, you get back to London. What's that must-have, gotta-go-to place to eat that you look forward to getting back to?
Okay, so whenever we need to have a band meeting, if we need to have a good meal and a drink, or you know, if we've had a gig and we need to go and play, sorry, after we've played, we go and eat somewhere. Our chosen place is always the Old Tavern in Clapham. So the Old Tavern is Old Town Tavern. Sorry, it's like a pub, but they also sell tacos, and they are the best. So if you're ever in Clapham, I highly recommend it. Old Town Tavern.
Pairing music and food, Ryan. In your opinion, what food and drink pair best with a night of the great Leslie music?
I think that if you were choosing food to have while you're listening to the great Leslie, I think for me it would be bananas. And I say bananas because I feel like they're just like a prop as well as a food. You can like hold them up, shake them like a gun and point them up to the sky. And I just imagine if you're listening to Great Leslie, you can also use a microphone as well. So in a sense, it's kind of a utilitarian snack to have while listening to the Great Leslie. With a drink, let's just add a banana milkshake, eh?
Well, appreciate you joining us here, man. Thank you. It's good to get to know you and the band. What's next for the great Leslie? And set us up for Feel Alive. We'll get into it.
So we've actually just released a single called Feel Alive, which came out on the 3rd of June. You can stream that anywhere. It's basically a song about when you're sort of obsessed with someone and the mental sort of repercussions of that infatuation. And it kind of focuses on the carnal and physical aspects of becoming addicted to another person. Yeah, it's a really cool song. It's really dancey, jumpy around, feel good, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a really good song to play live. I love playing it live. So I'm really excited for this release.
This is the New Music Food Truck.
Addiction, this depiction just needs her, not anyone else. It's pure desire, she's on fire, up a spiral, and I know that we are by ourselves. Our bodies collide, I feel her inside. We're coming alive, right out of tongue tied. Can't take restrictions, they're afflictions, my predictions, not in her, I might lose myself.
I feel alive, feel alive. Can't survive, can't survive, can't survive.
You are the one to strengthen my life.
seek to pry, but that's alright. Too much flirtation, captivation, annihilation will cause me to be overwhelmed.
The show? Want to find out more about a song you just heard? You can get song and artist info, links to the song and video, even a replay of the whole show on our website at newmusicfoodtruck.com.
people may actually remember that band, some may not. That's The Dangerous Summer. They signed their first record deal when they were all seniors in high school back in 2007. They've got a brand new 6-song EP, and it features Under Oath drummer Aaron Gillespie. It's called All That Is Left of the Blue Sky, and it definitely showcased the band's ability to evolve over the past decade. Sounds good, right? The Dangerous Summer, their track Coming Home.
Ow, ow, ow!
Smoking hot and sizzling.
Holy mozzarella, that's hot!
The new music food truck's hot off the grill.
Well, it's been a minute since we've heard some brand new Phoenix music, and we finally have some. It's called Alpha Zulu, and we're serving it up hot off the grill. This is the new music food truck.
Track.
Thank you.
Great new music from the band Foals. It's called 2001. You'll find that one on the Life Is Yours release out on the 17th of this month.
The new music food truck. Thanks for the grub. Chef's choice.
I'm telling you, from the first time I heard this band, I keep thinking they will be the next big thing. Maybe this is the single that gets them there. Band called Modern Mimes. Their latest single is called Down and Dead. The chef loves it. He thinks you're going to love it too. Let us know what you're thinking about this one. Hit us up on our socials. Chime in, will you? Chef's choice. This is the new music food truck.
Oh, when you're feeling down, you're down and dead. Oh, when you feel feeling down, you're down and dead. Oh, when you feel down, you're down. How did I fall into everything's beautiful? A godsend, everything was so fast. The sinners that you still have, salvation. Live the moment, let pass. The feelings that keep you trapped, losing no war. The strength you need is in you. Feeling subdued, pray for more. Oh, when you're feeling down, down and dead. Oh, when you feel down, your point of view. Believe you can. Healing from the gut through. Control you have within you. It's in your hands. Gentle scent of perfume. Let patience be your virtue. Steady oceans. Rinsing worry from you. Remembering your own truth. You're only human.
Those crazy brothers serve up next. Stay tuned. It's the new music food truck.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
That was tasty.
It's the After Dinner Mint on the New Music Food Truck.
Thanks for hanging in for the After Dinner Mint. I'm Aaron Zeidel. This is where we get an opportunity to feature music that was sent to us from you guys, all the singers and songwriters, artists and bands, those writing, recording music, looking for a way to get it heard. We hear you. Keep sending us your stuff. If you're looking to submit, please do so. All the info online at newmusicfoodtruck.com. Infinite Sonic, band out of Bogota, Colombia. They've been a friend of the show for a while now. Back in February, they released Loose Ends Volume 1, and we featured a single off of that one called Two of Us Together. Well, now they've got Loose Ends Volume 2, which features 10 new tracks to complete the double album concept. Their first single's called Summer Magic 2022. Take a listen. It's our After Dinner Mint. This is the New Music Food Truck.
Feel that summer magic. Your baby's all skin glistening, listening to tunes. What a good day, yeah. We'll go walking underneath the moon until midnight. So come on, love, take a little chance.
Infinite Sonic, the band's out of Bogota, Colombia. They're friends of the New Music Food Truck. We love hearing their new stuff. Their latest is called Summer Magic 2022. This comes off the recently released Loose Ends Volume 2. I highly suggest you go find that. Check it out in its entirety. If you're writing recording music, want to get it heard, send it our way. Again, all those details online, newmusicfoodtruck.com. I'm Aaron Seidel. Thanks for listening over the last hour. If you missed any part of the show, just want to catch a replay, it's all there for you online. Jim even stripped this thing down to a playlist. In fact, a calorie-free playlist, if you will. He's also been working on those calorie-free cupcakes. If he finds a way to do that, then calorie-free cheesesteak, calorie-free pizza. I mean, you see where I'm going here, right? Ah, it would be a beautiful thing. All right, we'll start from scratch on next week's show. We hope to see you back here then for another hour of alt and indie music from around the world. The New Music Food Truck is produced by my brother Jim Edwards. I'm Aaron Seidel. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Don't forget to hit the heat lamps on the way out, will you, Jim?
Hey, get that thing out of here!
It's the New Music Food Truck.